Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yes, here we go then, Clips of the Week time. And Andy, would you care to kick us off?
I'd love to, and we kick off with Alan Brazil and Dean Saunders on Breakfast discussing Ray Parler's favourite tipple.
He's getting a bit confused at the moment, old Party Parler. I don't know what's the Jigger Bombs, the Cobra Bombs.
Did you say Jigger Bomb then?
Jigger Bomb. Jigger Bomb. Yeah, Jigger Bomb.
I thought it was Jaeger Bombs.
Is it Jaeger Bomb? Let's play Jaeger Bomb or Jaeger Bomb. It was like saying Che Guevara at one point. Che Guevara.
It's on TalkSport too.
Yeah. And you can say what you like about Hugh Woozencroft, but he does set a very high bar when it comes to football excellence.
Full commentary from Stamford Bridge as Chelsea host Manchester City in the meeting of two of the season's most underwhelming sides.
Blimey.
A bit harsh, isn't it, Man City?
He's harder on them than Pep. God, dear me. Wow.
Let's get a beautiful post-match summing up from TalkSport International's James Fielden.
The referee blows for time and Liverpool have their win, but only just, David Connolly, very, very quickly. In fact, we've got no time. Thanks for your presence today.
Okay, he bought him presents.
Yeah, it was aftershave. It's lovely.
It's lovely of David to do that, isn't it? When he does a co-commentary, he always buys James presents. Lovely touch. But actually, this was the TalkSport commentary moment of the week. This is with Andrew Self.
What a goal by Rodrigo Nunes! Unbelievable finish! Scissor kick!
Well, all that does take it out of your throat, yeah, well, doesn't it, does, really? Doesn't it, it's really bound to, yeah.
We can't say anything about people can't. Coughing, let's be honest. Sticking with commentaries,
yes.
Stuart Pearce surprised us with this during the Arsenal-Luton game.
The talent that Townsend and Barkley have both got within this Luton lineup, and as I say, they cut Townsend's left foot off.
Well, that would slow him down, wouldn't it?
It would, really, yeah.
It definitely would slow Andros down. Let's get an odd news item now from Tom Clayton.
Talk Sport News.
China's set to be declared a threat to national security and farmers have had enough.
Just specifically the farmers. None of the rest of the country are particularly bothered about the Chinese, but the farmers, they're livid. Yeah.
This is a caller to Breakfast.
Yeah.
Jordan's a Chelsea fan, wants to have his say. Morning, Jordan.
Morning, Jordan.
Morning, Jordan. Morning, Jeff. Morning, Ali.
That happens so often, doesn't it? They're your favourites, aren't they? More when people say their own names. It's nerves, isn't it?
It's nerves.
And staying with the callers, Brian, who rang the sports bar, seemed to be suffering from both wind and sporadic hiccups.
You want to talk about Leicester, Brian?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't go today. So disgusted with Friday's result because they should have. City are a poor.
Well, he was playing that old game. What was it called? Pong, wasn't it? That really basic computer game.
It was.
That's it. We couldn't be having a game of that. What was going on? What's next, Andy?
It's time now for the TalkSport Caller of the Week to drive.
England go missing, right? And they've done it time and time again. And like I said, they can beat the San Marinos. They can beat the Montenegros and those whoever owes.
TalkSport Caller of the Week.
What about Leighton Orient?
Yeah, I think they might struggle at the moment. They can't beat the Franzos off from the Argentinos. That's often the problem, isn't it? But that was such a classic England fan. All the other O's. Just miss them all. Yeah. Anyway, what's next? It's Simon Jordan discussing Anthony Gordon. You've got to have a sister.
I'm not surprised playing on a better side.
Seemed very much an individual, though, at Everton, and now he's very much
a better. What am I saying?
I don't know.
He's in a munch and he's in a bunch. Yeah.
And finally, yes, we return to Stuart Pearce, who seemed once again to be channeling his inner Mick Jagger.
Doesn't generate a shooting chance.
No, as I say, we said it during the first half. The setup play's been brilliant. Got in great areas there across it.
Yeah, not for the first time there. No. Stuart, a few times in the past, has just gone a little bit Mick Jagger at times. If you haven't actually heard those before, let's refresh your memory.
Palace have got the ability to hurt you on the break. There's no doubt about that.
Well, that's what you don't know. That is solely down it. Some agents get paid if the player moves clubs.
I couldn't say there's a player in their team that's playing particularly well at this moment in time.
Strange, isn't it?
I thought it was Phil Cornwell.
Yeah, because it's a bit like Phil's excellent impression. So there we are. There's the clips of the week, as you think. Jordan Whale, Dave Clark, Roger in Durham, James Hasty, the Duke of Knutsford, DJ Ed, Alan Jenkins, Sean Fackrell, Steve Langdown, Old Clumsy, Rob Sherwood, Guy Cooper and James Hurley. They all suggested clips that were played this week. All we ask of you, as we did them, if you do hear a clip on TalkSport, TalkSport 2, TalkSport International, wherever, over the next couple of weeks, or indeed any of our sister stations, over the next week, should I say, please do send them in to us, talksport.com/18J. You can text to 81089. You can tweet to TSHNJ, TSHANDJ. As always, we just need a day and a time when you heard the clip go out so we can pinpoint it. And if it's played like those guys, you'll get a credit. If you want to hear the clips of the week again, it's available as a podcast. It'll be up in around 15, 20 minutes' time, and you can listen back at your leisure. There's a whole back catalogue of clips of the week for you to enjoy as well. And the H&J Daily, the best bits of this afternoon show. We put that together and that'll be available in the next half hour as well, along with a kind of previous raft of those. Plus, the TalkSport Plus podcast that we do for you.
Oh, yeah.
They're free to try. You can do a trial of them. And if you enjoy them, they're $2.99 a month. They're exclusive podcast behind a paywall once you've done your trial. But, yeah, $2.99. And you get a deep dive into one aspect of the clips, and you get Andy's mayhem, all of his crazy cuttings he never gets around to on the show.
Yeah, so, and you'll discover I can't read out loud. Yeah, I think you very knew that much already.
So if you want to check those out, say free to trial, and if you like them, $2.99 a month, and that's just on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.